The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Actor, musician David Duchovny later on the phone, and comedian Josh Wolf in the studio. Josh, the funny bone this weekend, in the studio.
Answer your question, Craig. There's spotted gar, long nose gar, Florida gar, short nose gar.
He didn't ask
tropical
that.
Gar.
He didn't ask the question.
And,
I was sitting here.
The Cuban gar, right, which is considered contraband.
Yep.
In a lot of places.
Oh, you can't get that at
the... They smuggle in the Cuban gar.
Right. You can't get that at the pet store?
I don't think so.
Did he just go full Bubba Gump on gars?
Of course he did.
Yep.
It's a fish.
I asked.
It's part of the codcast.
It's a fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leave it there.
We're going to discuss it on the codcast.
That's hilarious.
Later
a little
today.
Preview.
That is a codcast.
This weekend's episode.
This week's episode of the codcast.
Because we determined after a couple of codcasts, we can't just talk about cod.
No, that's just a general name. Because
right,
the alliteration with podcast, yes.
We gotta,
yeah.
Got to branch out a bit.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah, you painted yourself into a pretty small corner there.
Yeah. No, it's just a name. It's alliteration. It's all fish, and cod's a fish.
Speaking of science, we touched on this yesterday. So get Peter Griffin ready.
All right.
Because you won't like this, but I asked the question. You know, it was about the guy, the Felix guy. Is that his name?
Baumgartner, yeah.
Yeah, that jumped out of the plane.
10 years ago or something.
Broke the sound barrier.
Yeah.
And I was curious if
it boomed around him.
Boomed around him.
Right.
So Ron writes, the sonic boom created by an airplane exceeding the speed of sound is caused by the craft catching up to the noise that is being projected in front of it. The sound waves compress more and more until they pile up at the point where the airship reaches the speed of sound and the boom is created. A skydiver making much less noise than a supersonic jet does not produce strong enough sound waves to cause a sonic boom when passing through the so-called sound barrier.
That would save his ears.
So he doesn't boom.
All right. Yeah, we probably would have heard about that.
Plane booms. Yeah. Felix does not.
Because the plane is louder.
Right.
Right. Because it's bigger.
All right. I can buy that.
I'm sure they looked it up before he did it.
I bet you he did.
Because his head would have exploded or something like that. Oh, we forgot about that sound boom blowing his head off.
They probably are right.
Oh, I guarantee they looked. The scientists looked at that.
They had to look into that.
Right.
Have other humans broken the sound barrier? Or is he
I think there's another guy after that that did it, and we didn't hear about it.
Somebody pushed you out of a plane, and you're really high, and you didn't have a parachute. Yeah, you probably broke the sound barrier.
Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, somebody else has done this since.
Oh, they have? Okay.
Or something like it. If you just look up this guy's name, you'll see the other guy's name.
Got it.
Yeah, we're not going to get that guy's story, the guy that fell out of the airplane.
No, we're not. No.
Unless he landed on a BMW, which is apparently safe.
Well, for a minute. Was on this date in 1914, the Clayton Act was enacted, giving organized labor the right to strike and picket.
Oh, I saw on Reddit yesterday, apparently there were some scabs causing a little trouble at the Kellogg's plant in Omaha.
It's John Deere, Kellogg's, there's another big place going on a strike, and this is all, I think mainly it's happening right now, is this income inequality. People are just having enough of it. They're just having enough of it.
And
because everybody was, first of all, the Kellogg's plant, forgot about this, they worked during COVID the whole time to produce a lot of cereal because everybody was stuck at home for a year, and record profits from Kellogg's that year. And they don't want to give them dick. I tweeted a photo of a guy standing in the rain the other day by himself. It made headlines out there at the Kellogg's plant, just pouring rain, standing there with a sign. Overnight sometimes. It was dark. I know it was at least dark.
Oh, yeah. The other night when it stormed, when I came to work, there were still guys out there on the picket line.
John Deere, all regular dudes and women saying, you know, we're tired of everybody making a fortune and we're not.
Right.
And we Well, you got to vote a certain way, by the way, so remember that.
Look at where the money went during that time.
Unions are Democrats.
These scabs were intimidating the workers, the strikers, at the Kellogg's plant. And then I think it's the Valhalla Motorcycle Club rolled up and created a barrier between the scabs and the strikers.
Okay, then. All right. All right. Now then, you mentioned John Deere. 10,000 of them are on the picket lines preparing to strike. More than 24,000 healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente and 60,000 Hollywood workers with the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees.
Hollywood wants
of course, there's Kellogg. Nabisco workers ended a strike over the weekend. Everybody demanding better pay and benefits. Thanks to, you know, the COVID, for one thing, because they went to work.
Right.
Workers around the nation reconsidering their futures and looking at what an asshat their employers really are.
Yeah.
What do you mean I got to keep coming to work and you're not going to give me any protection and we're doing this for everybody else and for nothing and we might just die?
And in the meantime, we got governors fighting mandates. Our governor apparently wants to call session here. But he says he's afraid of it being outvoted, so he needs to know if he has enough backing from the state senators so it's not overridden and veto.
Oh.
So Ricketts wants to call an anti-mandate mandate, which is a mandate.
Yes, it is.
Dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Saying there are you can't have any mandates.
You can't have a mandate, but I can.
Yeah.
In and of itself, a mandate.
Yeah, he wants to be Texas. Have your babies now.
And president.
Get your abortions now. Yeah, by the way, they did a pre-Republican poll. There's like 8 names. He ain't on it.
Keep him from trying.
No. Daddy, I need more money.
Well, I learned from John Oliver over the weekend. Apparently, they got a rogue lieutenant governor in Idaho.
That's a weird law.
When the governor leaves the state, she's in charge. And the governor went to some convention. And so she signed
I remember this story.
Yeah, an anti-mask. You can't mandate masks. She signed one of those while he was away.
She's trying to out-Republican him.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But the weird part is the law is from the 1800s, where anytime the governor leaves the borders of the state, she becomes the acting governor. Just because he's out of the border of the state.
Can he come back in and re-sign it?
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Oh, she's horrible then, right?
She's a total Christy Gnome type.
Oh, which, yeah.
But that's a stupid law.
He's a Republican as
I know. The out Republican people are just fascist, horrible oligarchs, man. They are, man. They are. Look it up.
They got to be to keep up with the rest of them.
Right. I mentioned this earlier that some school administrator in Southlake, Texas. Do you have that story, Craig?
No.
Wants the other side of a Holocaust being taught.
Oh, see, here's why. Because they asked what was meant by the other side, and there's not been an answer yet.
Oh. The other side killed 6 million Jews.
But they're not figuring out what that person meant by the other side.
Well, what he means
why. Because
they didn't
give an answer.
Well, we know what he meant.
She.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Whatever. Makes it even more horrible.
If I'm not mistaken, I could easily
what it
be
meant
mistaken.
Was you know no big deal.
Right. They're looking on they're trying to figure out what the hell.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. So we want to figure out the bright side,
yeah,
the good side,
yeah,
the real contributions the Nazis made.
A little anti-Semitic is what.
Yeah, what's
it is.
The book that tells the other side? Mein Kampf.
Exactly.
I mean that.
Right.
It's there.
That's it.
Right.
She said that out loud.
Oh yeah,
that's where we're at, folks. That's what Trump did to this country.
Yeah.
And it's here to stay. It's here to stay. Because you're allowed to be racist.
Instead of fascism, it's just the other side.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But you can't read Mein Kampf because that would involve reading.
Right.
Mm.
And that's what intellectuals do. We hate them.
I completely agree on that one.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What we will not have to see on ESPN.
I just change the channel most of the time anyway, but what is it?
What we will not have to sit through, like we always do every year.
The Scripps Spelling Bee?
The Scripps Spelling Bee.
It's not
the
sports.
Scripps National Spelling
it
Bee.
It should have been on A&E or a news channel.
It will no longer be at ESPN.
It's a great educational piece. I get that crap, but the fact is it's not sports.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just how did ESPN bail on that?
How about it's not good TV?
Oh, it's horrible TV. But how did ESPN get out of that? Because they always act like it was a big deal that we're doing it.
Well, they have to.
I know, but they really thought it was cool. I'm thinking this is not sports.
They probably I don't know how they got out of it.
They probably got to give that time to hockey now since they signed a big deal with the NHL.
Yeah, they did, which is a sport.
Ion and Bounce will broadcast the event next year. Bounce is a network that focuses on African Americans. The Spelling Bee has been on ESPN since 1994.
I didn't watch it anyway. We made fun of it when we were owned by Scripps. We worked for Scripps, and we called it crap TV. and in their defense, they didn't say anything to us.
Well, that's because they knew we were right.
Yeah, they knew we were right, totally. No, but they sponsor it.
I know.
This wasn't ESPN patting us on the back.
But they still knew we were right.
No, the event's fine. Televising on ESPN. Televising, that's fine, but not on ESPN.
Well, and like the next day, you would get SportsCenter interviewing the Spelling Bee champ. It's like, no.
Yeah. And then they had a 47-way tie.
Right.
I don't know if it was last year. Recently here, but
I'll tell you,
you don't end with a 47-way tie.
Spell this, can please agreeably, and I'll use it in a sentence. Spell that. We haven't even figured out how to spell it yet. It's a new word to Craig
came up. It's easy.
Well, we don't know if there's too many E's in. How many E's are in can please?
Two.
All right.
I had to spell it out for things that I was doing.
Okay.
Two E's in can please and two in greetly.
Well, but you made that up. Could be spelled differently. We don't know.
Who's going to argue with me?
True. Since Craig invented the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, since I invented the word, short of apathy, I would argue with you.
Apathy. A-P. You got it.
Yeah, apathy.
Yeah, apathy.
So we don't have to watch the Spelling Bee on ESPN.
Never did.
Ah.
Well, I'd see it for a second.
Not since spell check.
As I flipped have over I watched. To ESPN2 or whatever's next on the ESPN tier.
I notice if I type out first sometime in my text, it comes out fist. And I don't know why.
I think it's because you're typing fist and hoping it comes out first.
That's probably the reason.
Right, because that's a frequently typed apparently. Right.
I was texting my son the other day. I was giving him a list of things. I said first, and it came out fist. Yeah. So sorry about that. That was for your mom.
I get mad at my phone because I'll try to type out the word well.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it corrects it to wheel.
Wheel.
Like W-E-apostrophe-L. And I'm like, no, well is a word.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. I get that too.
Well is a
word. It's like anticipate. Well, you're stupid. You don't know how to put an apostrophe in it. No, I meant the word well.
Yeah.
Right.
I type in and it changes it to on all the time.
Yep.
Those are actual words.
I know. Yeah. I don't get why
it changes. Stop it, autocorrect.
Yeah, first is an actual word.
No, predictive text
memory might have
gotten
word.
Out of hand.
Well, it's trying too hard.
It gets too smart. Like, you don't really mean that, do you? Yes, I meant to write well.
Right. Ease up, Skynet.
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to outthink you.
And the F word is the F word.
That's what I wanted
to
say.
I'm spelling the F word.
Oh, my phone's learned that.
Sometimes mine doesn't.
It doesn't try to do duck anymore.
It doesn't? Okay. Yeah. What are you looking at, Craig?
I can't say.
Yes, you can.
Now you have to.
Don't.
Yes.
I haven't looked into this too much.
Cool. I like those stories.
Headline? Give us a headline.
Yeah, because then if it's terrible, we can still blame you.
A little tease. A little something.
Falls to death.
Oh. That could be horrible. Whoa.
Yeah. Is it an adult?
Close.
18?
Not quite.
You're still going to do it, Craig. Is it false death because it's a selfie thing?
North Freeway, Sam Houston, tollway, flyover in Texas. I don't know what flyover means as far as tollways go. Girl's vehicle wrecked out on the interchange.
No, Craig.
People think she was trying to get away from other traffic at the time. Officers say she probably didn't realize there was a massive drop as she hopped over a barrier wall.
Oh, no.
How massive was the drop?
I don't know. That's why I say I didn't look into this.
Why would you do that story?
Is she okay?
No.
No?
Damn it.
Did she break the speed of sound?
Not aware of that. I don't think she reached terminal velocity, if that's...
Well, she got half of that?
So her car hit a barrier, and she jumps out, and sees cars coming towards her car. So she hops over the barrier, and there's no ground at all right there.
Is it like a freeway?
That's the information I'm getting.
You know, a freeway stack?
How about a netting or something, man?
A tollway.
That's just S luck there.
Yeah.
You're a bad dude, Craig.
I didn't want to do that.
I know you shouldn't have.
Dude.
Yeah.
Why would you listen to us?
Well, by the way.
Look around.
I think that's actually just be careful, I guess. Before you hop something like that, you got to look.
Look before you jump.
Yeah.
That's a cautionary tale.
She must have been running away.
I know. She thought real quickly, I'll just jump over the barrier here.
Yeah.
And the cars won't hit me, but.
Oops.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't. No other vehicles were involved in the crash.
They didn't. Greg's ornery this morning.
Pretty much the whole week.
Yeah. Huh. Nobody read that, and he said they didn't hit her.
No other vehicles.
Her goal was accomplished.
Right.
TikTok says they removed more than 81 million videos during the second quarter of this year because of community guidelines that were violated.
Ours are not.
That's
we're
about
on TikTok now.
No,
that's
ours
less
are.
Than 1% of the videos that were posted.
Just fun little vignettes.
Is it anti-vax crap?
Whatever their community guidelines are.
Right.
It's a lot of that.
So that's less than 1% of the videos that were posted between April and
there's
June.
There's no nudity on TikTok.
Yeah, I bet some of them were nudity.
I bet a
lot of it was
there's
nudity,
there's a lot of hot
too.
Women on TikTok, so I'm guessing they said you can't pull your boob out.
You can on Twitter.
Yes, you can.
God bless
you can.
Them for
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
you need to pull your boob out. You can't pull your boob out on Facebook, can you?
Nope.
No. Or Instagram.
Or your wiener.
Twitter's basically
you tell me that three times.
Twitter's the only social media that lets you go full on nudity.
And porn.
Yeah.
We follow some porn actresses and right there.
That be is careful not a good visual.
Be careful when you're don't look at me that way.
I didn't know you were gonna do it. I wouldn't have. If you gave me a heads up, I would have looked away. Happily.
Now it's a it's also something you don't want to look at while you're sitting at any kind of kid's sporting event. Is our Twitter.
Yeah. There's no boobs and wieners on Reddit.
Oh, I've never gone down the Reddit rabbit hole.
Yeah. Out of California, Sonoma County, woman began to suspect, for whatever reason, that there were snakes nesting beneath her floorboard. She
burn
called.
It down.
Yeah, that's
no. Burn some, it down.
Somebody
right there.
I didn't read the whole story. So I always let Craig do the stories. So I like to hear them from Craig first. But I saw the headline and somebody tweeted that it's you, Puss, last weekend, over the weekend.
Burn it down.
Yeah, Puss is something you burn it down.
She called full service wildlife rescue organization Sonoma County Reptile Rescue. The
son of a bitch. There is porn on Reddit, but guess what? Filter.
Ah.
Because they list it as not.
Oh, yeah, there's porn on the Reddit.
Yeah, not safe for work.
I thought Reddit was the deepest, darkest
corner of
the internet.
It's quite safe for our work. The Sonoma County Reptile Rescue reported on its Facebook page that during a.
Yeah, I picked up a rescue snake today. Hey, they're kind. You take it home and you hug it.
It's how they're raised.
And it's how they're raised, right.
They say that they took a nearly 4-hour rescue operation to rescue 22 adult snakes and 59 babies from
hell
underneath the woman's
no.
floorboards.
Oh,
hell no.
What kind of snakes?
We'll get rattlesnakes.
Oh, wow.
And she didn't hear that the whole time?
No, she began to suspect there were snakes nesting beneath her floorboards. So she called the Wildlife Rescue Organization.
Burn.
Took them 4 hours to get 22 adult snakes and 59 babies off the property.
They
went back to check and see if there were more.
Eggs,
they found
eggs,
seven more snakes.
Any more eggs laying around?
No.
Kill it with
now
fire.
They say they're going to return several times to ensure no rattlesnakes have been left behind. They say there will still be more. They can come as go as they can come and go as they please.
Don't listen to the murder and push.
No, you do burn it down and build a new house.
No, just move them.
Right.
Just move the snake.
I told you about, like, my folks had some foundation work done on their house, and they found this old buried stairwell.
Right.
And the guy's working well. Well, that's probably where your snake pit was at from all the snakes you've been seeing.
The snake pit.
Burn it down, Mom and Dad. Time to move.
Were you there?
No, this was recently.
You're adult.
This was in the last couple years.
All right.
You guys are a bunch of cold-blooded killers.
Yeah, I don't like snakes.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, not in the house.
One Facebook user said, I bet they didn't have a rodent problem.
Yeah,
true.
I bet they didn't.
I'd rather have a mouse than a rattlesnake.
Yeah, I don't think mice bite you and have venom.
All right. Burn it down.
It's the only way you can go.
Or you're not going to put it on the sale. I'd like to buy your house. Why are you selling it? We found 40 snakes.
Snake pit.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.